And welcome to the open phone day on the talk show. And we're talking about anything and everything. Just reading about a couple of accidents. Both Anne Heche, Hollywood actress, television actress as well. She's apparently driving 60 plus miles an hour on a city street and plowed into a garage and then backed up and plowed into a house, driving almost all the way through the house, setting it on fire, and the car explodes on fire. And she's in she was in critical condition. She's now in stable condition, but badly burned. These are things that, and then we see this another one where six people in a golf cart on a city street get hit by a drunk driver, and four of them die instantly, and two are in critical condition. You know, the other thing, have you noticed so many river stories about drowning in a river?
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe, you know, the lesson learned here is rivers have currents. Some of those currents can be pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
They also have areas where they can get deep very quick and make it very difficult for you to try to get out. Have you ever done any river swimming?
A little bit here and there.
But never
far out from shore.
You really got to be real careful.
You stay where you're able to fight the current.
You've got to be real careful. My neighbor was out with his boat.
Otherwise, you stay in the boat.
Well, and this...
Unless you have a life vest.
Saturday. Hey, guess what? Saturday, we set a new record. Did you know that?
Did we?
Yeah, we had the hottest heat index that we've had all season long. 111 degrees.
Wow.
Now, that was a heat index. Compare that to what it was in 1934 on this day when it was 110 degrees. Anyway, here's what's interesting. It was not as hot yesterday, and it was mostly cloudy, but it was absolutely stifling humidity.
It was.
I walked out the door this morning.
The instant I walked out of the door yesterday, I got a headache.
Well, we had a band concert last night, and it was, you know, it wasn't too bad while I was doing the band concert, but when I got out of the car after driving to, the concert went long, and I had to drive to the radio station, and then I'm scrambling up the stairs to try to get the thing loaded. I made it by 1 minute and 10 seconds. 1 minute and 10 seconds. I made it. Got it ready to go before it was due to be on the air. So that's about as close as we've had. Oh, I didn't tell you the other side of the story. I went down 6th Street because I'm so used to going right down 6th Street, and it said road closed. I'm thinking, oh well, they're just getting ready to. No, they weren't. I went past the sign, and it was it really is closed. It's a chain link fence over. I backed up, had to zip around, went down, and I went back up 6th Street up to the top, and took Division down to 4th Street, which I should have done in the first place, but didn't do it. Anyway, made it here. It's funny how Colin and I were just talking before we went on the air. Well, we've been talking this morning about the fact is that, you know, sleep deprivation is never a good thing, is it?
No.
he's waking up. We're both very tired.
Yeah, we're both a little out of it.
Well, and I think it's part of...
I think most people who wake up early on Mondays can attest to that.
Well, I think the other thing is when you have a weekend. And when I do a weekend, that's like I try to... Hey, look, I'm going to live normal, doing normal stuff. I'm going to do normal stuff, and I'm going to do nighttime stuff. And when we go to Chicago, we're going to stay out. We're going to go out to dinner.
Come Monday morning, you're going to have to pay up.
But it is difficult. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
It's hard, but.
Anyway, what else is in the news, though? What is in the news going on? The Inflation Reduction Act has passed. I'm still mystified by how I'm going to be seeing my inflation go down with this act, but that's another story.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Inflation is...
It hasn't been fully congressionally approved yet, keep in mind.
The last month it was... You know what the inflation rate was last month?
Hair under 10%?
Yeah, 9.1%. We haven't seen that. I mean, it was not quite like... That was the year...
Not the worst we've seen.
That was the year... That was based on, you know, if it would have been like that over the whole year. But
it's not the worst we've seen.
No, and if you were around when I was first starting working at KBUR, at actually back very shortly thereafter, I didn't seem to notice it that much when I... Because I wasn't buying a house at that time. And I didn't have, my rent wasn't going skyrocketing high. And I didn't have, you know, single, and so I didn't need a lot of, I didn't need a lot of stuff. Inflation affects those,
It affects different people in different ways.
If you're renting and you're in Chicago, or any other major city, rent has gone through the roof.
Yep.
In virtually every major city. I'm not sure what these new apartments or these new condos or these loft apartments are renting for. I don't know. I don't know if there's any rent restrictions or rent guidelines on those.
I don't believe there are.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I can tell you, I don't think it's very, it's not cheap. Probably.
No. Anyway, we also found out, what did we find out? Burlington Northern Santa Fe, why is the Jefferson Street project taking so long?
You can thank BNSF.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a money grab, but it certainly does seem to be that.
They are holding the project up because of some delays they're having.
Well, I think
you spoke to Nick McGregor about this.
Nick. He was being somewhat. He's trying to be as cordial or as somewhat diplomatic, I guess, on the thing. Yeah, and but it does seem that they're throwing a lot of bureaucratic red tape on there because they can. I don't know if it's a control issue or something like that, but they really do. When you're doing any construction which involves crossing railroad tracks, then they get very picky. Yeah, that's really the bottom line there.
But, yeah, and they can hold things up until they get what they want.
What else do we find out? Anyway, it is the band concert season, as I said, is over now. And school, it's just around the corner. We got, in fact, I believe high school football's practice begins today. It's like... blink your eyes and it's gone by. Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
This is Team Basic about that bill. Basic, it's all pork. There's nothing good about it. Number one, John Kerry and everybody else in Congress says America is evil and corrupt and all that, and basically, they don't like when anybody, they pride America. But basically, I don't see nobody hollering about China, India, about they're the worst polluters in the world. But we get punished for what we have. I mean, people in Congress think we should get rid of air conditioning. Would you like to have no air conditioning during this heat wave?
I would be very interested to see the people in Congress that would be saying that we don't need air conditioning.
Well, there's some that have. And also, Kerry has a big, 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 fancy airplane, like a 747, and he preaches about global warming. They're a bunch of two-bit hypocrites, just like... When Biden got that call from that Chinese, whatever his name was, I would have told him basically,
Jinping.
Number one, you have no right to criticize about human rights when you violate human rights. And I would have told him, like the old happy days, to sit on it. And I would have told them, we're the ones that saved you, you know what, during World War II. Without us, you'd be talking Japanese. So basically, that everything's made, where's all the stuff made now?
Well, it has been
made here in America anymore.
Not much has been, but they're moving a lot. They're moving these chip factories. They're moving the chip companies, the companies that produce these semiconductors. They're moving those and building new factories in the United States now. We should have been doing this a long time ago. You know,
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. We should not rely on other companies for anything. I agree about that.
And I guess the other question, you know where 90% of those chips that go into cars are made right now, Dean? Do you know where they are? You know where
Taiwan.
They're made? Taiwan, you're right. They're made in Taiwan.
And they want to take Taiwan. And eventually, they will take Taiwan. And when they do that, they can blackmail us if they want to.
Well,
if we don't, you know, do as we say, we will give your chips.
Yeah. I don't have the answer for you. I don't know.
I know.
I don't know what's going to happen.
I'll make this quick, basically. See, Nixon, when he opened the door to China, he thought, if they see a free market, see what democracy is, they would change. Well, that policy failed. They won't change.
No, but what we have is China's unique, though, isn't it? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would. Unique, but.
But it's the ones that
invented the first alphabet.
Well,
fireworks.
I know the Chinese government is run by the Chinese Communist Party. They run the government, but they use an economic system that basically an American or a Western style economic system. And, free enterprise and things like that, all of those things. So they combine the best and the worst together. And they also have a horrible record on human rights and a horrible record on pollution. But you know what, Dean, I got to let you go.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a nice day.
All right. Okay. You know, and he's got some points on valid that there, but it's, yeah, I don't think, doing without air conditioning, this is one I've not heard anybody. I was thinking about
that. I'm sorry, that's absolutely ridiculous.
I thought about it when I was getting out of the car, and it's like, you know, if I didn't have air conditioning in a car, my glasses wouldn't have been fogged up. But I would have had sweat pouring down my face too. But summer is, fall is on the way, football season is coming.
And I can't wait.
And you like it cooler anyway, right?
I very much like it cooler. I think the sunburn I'm sporting today shows I'm ready for it to be cooler outside.
All right. Well, the other thing we found is that the Supreme Court, the Iowa Supreme Court, has reinstated the 24-hour waiting period on abortions. They took that off, and then they reinstated.
Yep.
But that was, my understanding is, Planned Parenthood of Iowa.
They have dropped their lawsuit to.
Yes, because what they are looking at is they want
refocus their efforts
on the six week thing.
On the 6 week thing, as well as apparently there's plans to put something on the ballot for a constitutional amendment that's basically a statewide abortion ban.
Well, and the other thing that we have is, did you see what happened in Kansas?
I did.
And it's we're seeing that kind of pushback. We're seeing that kind of pushback in a number of these states, including Texas, of all places, where they're saying, hey, look, the states that want to be most adamant about no exceptions. Hello, Kristi Noem. It's Kristi Noem. It's the governor of South Dakota. South Dakota's going to push back on that, too, because no exceptions. Rape, incest, 10-year-old, whatever. It doesn't make any difference. The fact is, if you can't, when you put an arbitrary law, now, was it reasonable to? I think most people want to see something reasonable.
Most people want to see something reasonable. If they don't get it, they'll just move to another state.
Well, that's what. Or they'll go to another state if they need something. The problem we have is that it's an all inclusive thing. Here's the fact, and I was mentioning is the same drug that is used in the abortion pill, or one of those main drugs, is in treating lupus. And you can't. The other thing is that miscarriages, all of any miscarriage, also would be utilizing the same techniques that they would have. So that's the problem, that they, the laws are not written that it's that are they're an all-in-one law just isn't going to have it.
This is why abortion is such a difficult and also a very touchy subject with a lot of people. One, because, as you said, it has multiple facets that are very difficult to make it all or nothing. And second is, not only is it a legal issue now, it's also a very morally charged issue with a lot of people.
And the other...
And if you feel a certain way about abortion, your mind is going to be very difficult to change.
Right. You know, we were talking a little bit about, and I know you were, we were talking a little bit about this LIV, L-I-V, Gulf tour, and why there is such an uproar that's going on around the world with it. And it's
because of who's funding it.
It's because of who's funding
it. I don't think, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, if it was anyone other than Saudi Arabia setting up this league, no one would care.
I would agree with that, because...
And the PGA would probably let their players play in it, and the PGA Tour as well. But the thing is, look at who's running it.
Yeah.
It's basically the Saudi Arabian government.
Saudi money is going into this thing, and they...
And they have bottomless coffers.
Well, pretty close to it anyway, yes.
Well, it seems bottomless to you and me.
Well, it's definitely bottomless to you and me. I don't know who it wouldn't be bottomless to, but they're offering hundreds of
millions. It's what, a few $100 trillion in oil money?
Yeah, I know. And the Saudi government, yes, and but their human rights records, and and they're also the fact that most of the hijackers, almost two-thirds of the hijackers came, or three-quarters of the hijackers were all
on 9/11 were Saudi Arabian.
Or Saudi Arabia.
But here's the thing, though. You really look at it, if you really dig deep into this the way I have, and that is the Saudi government, with a lot of their sports endeavors, are trying to use that as a way to improve their PR image, saying,
yes,
we were this in the past, but we're trying to get better. The issue is, do you believe them?
Hence the World Cup.
Which is probably, aside from the Olympics, the biggest sporting event in the world.
The other thing, let's go to a local...
Even if you're not a soccer fan, you have to acknowledge the fact that that event is massive.
Speaking of money,
Good segue.
$40 million. That's how much money was lost by Great River Health. Because of, do you know why? Because, as they said in the story, yes, you do. It's in the story.
You read the story, didn't you?
It's traveling nurses.
Yeah, you read that. There was a story in the Hawkeye about it.
Yeah, they're traveling nurses, which are making 10 to 15 to 20 times.
They said that was a portion, because
no. Well, that was. But the other thing is that they've had staff.
And this is a problem with hospitals all over the place.
Yeah.
Not just them.
No. I'm agreeing. What has happened is that you had a number of nurses that they just simply left the profession, okay, because when COVID came out. So then that left...
You need to bring in traveling staff, is ostensibly more expensive.
Now, the problem is that you really can't admit a patient. A patient can't be admitted unless you have an actual on-staff nurse, not a traveling nurse, but they're basically triage, the traveling nurses are. But you have to have an on-staff nurse who can look after that patient, because a doctor, otherwise there's no one to care, to monitor and to care for that patient.
And again, this is a problem across the board.
And so it is a problem across the board, and it's why you're going to lose money. You're not getting the revenue for the people, the beds being filled, and you're paying enormous amounts out. Because now I would think that this would be, if the situation is improving or dramatically improving, that it would change.
Well, I would hope, because, you see, I'm just going to use Great River as an example. They've got these great programs with, like, Southeastern Community, with SCC.
Yeah.
And, they're getting more and more students into the program quicker, and I think that's really going to help them long term.
Anyway, that's part of it right there. We're going to take a break for news. We do have phone lines open, 319-754-1490. Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan and the reaction of the Chinese government, we'll talk a little bit about that and some other things that are on my mind and your mind. And we'd like to hear you get it off your chest and get it on the air. What's bothering you and what you want to talk about? 319-754-1490.
This is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe.
We're getting back into it.
He wouldn't be sitting here today if I didn't think he was the man to lead this team to a Super Bowl. And I have choices.
I'm going to try that with my wife.
I was thinking the same.
I'm going to do that.
Exact. Try filling in the blanks with your wife.
Two Pros, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and a Cup of Joe. Jonas Knox.
Weekday mornings from 5 to 8 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart and Walmart.com. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan. Are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Businesses are always looking for ways to stay in front of their customers. Have you thought about the number of additional impressions you could make on potential customers just by putting your business name on your car? Hi, this is Tyler Sherwood with the Sherwood Company. Adding a sign to your company or personal vehicle allows you to have a rolling ad for your business all year long. From a full-color wrap to a simple logo on the door, Sherwood Company's professional designers and installers have you covered. Maybe you yourself have seen some of the rolling ads professionally installed by the Sherwood Company. Standard of Beaverdale, Zeiser's, Davis Homes, and Mike Campbell's Body Shop and Towing all have trusted the Sherwood Company to bring their brand identity onto the open road. Using the same technology, Sherwood Company can wrap almost anything you can think of. We've wrapped a pool table and even a prosthetic leg. Have an idea of something cool you want to do? Give us a call at the Sherwood Company.
First impressions last. Time to call Sherwood Company.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. Authorities are investigating the cause of a Burlington mobile home fire. According to a news release, at 10:44 p.m. Saturday, the Burlington Fire Department responded to a reported house fire at 601 South Roosevelt in Burlington. Firefighters arrived at 10:49 p.m. and reported fire showing from the front half of the mobile home. A box alarm was struck, which resulted in a call for 10 off-duty Burlington firefighters. West Burlington firefighters responded on automatic aid. Initial engine company arrived 1 minute later. The single wide mobile home trailer owned by G&B Construction was vacant at the time. Damages estimated at $5,000 to the structure and $1,000 to contents. No injuries were reported. The fire is under investigation by the Burlington Police and Fire Departments and is considered suspicious. Aspen Grove Cemetery has been added to the National Park Service's National Register of Historic Places. Aspen Grove Cemetery Director Michael Bloomer told the Burlington Beacon that the process to have the cemetery placed on the register began 7 years ago, culminating with the nomination in April of this year. Only 40 cemeteries are among the 2,400 places on the registry in the state of Iowa. The placement on the National Registry will assist Aspen Grove with receiving grant money to support upkeep and maintenance at the cemetery. Planned Parenthood officials in Iowa have decided to dismiss their challenge to an Iowa law that requires abortion patients to wait 24 hours after their initial appointment to return to the doctor to get an abortion. The Iowa Supreme Court on June 14th allowed the law to go into effect, reversing a judge's ruling that it was unconstitutional and sending the case back to lower court for additional action. Planned Parenthood said it made the decision to dismiss the 24-hour waiting period lawsuit to focus its efforts on fighting the governor's attempt to revive a six-week abortion ban law. The group also wants to counter efforts by Republican lawmakers to put before voters a constitutional amendment declaring no constitutional right to an abortion in Iowa exists. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster.
President Biden on his way to Kentucky now to see flood damage and meet with people affected, says the Democrat spending bill that's been passed by the Senate will help a lot of people with lower drug costs. The House is expected to pass the Inflation Reduction Act on Friday. Police presence has been increased at mosques and Muslim schools in Albuquerque, New Mexico, as they investigate the murders of four Muslim men, the earliest in November. A fragile ceasefire deal and nearly 3 days of fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants has now held, signaling the latest rounds of violence may have abated. President Biden put out a statement celebrating that ceasefire. The flare-up was the worst fighting between Israel and Gaza militants since Israel and Hamas fought an 11-day civil war last year. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Cloudy skies, some scattered showers before noon. Gradually becoming mostly sunny, a high to 84. Partly cloudy tonight, a low to 63. Mostly sunny Tuesday, 82. Mostly clear Tuesday night, a low down to 61. A sunny Wednesday with a high to 88. Mostly clear Wednesday night, a low to 65. Sunny Thursday and mostly sunny Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs all 3 days around 80. Right now, a little bit of light rain and 78 degrees.
I'm Peter Schachnow, CNBC. Stocks have opened higher as the markets try to sustain some of the momentum seen recently. The S&P 500 is at a two-month high, the NASDAQ at a three-month high. U.S. stock funds rallied in July, with the average fund jumping nearly 9%, but that still leaves them down 14.4% for the year-to-date, according to data from Refinitiv Lipper. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway posted a nearly $44 billion second-quarter loss due to a drop in the value of its stock holdings. However, operating profit came in at $9.3 billion compared to $6.7 billion a year ago. Shares of Tyson Foods are down about 4% this morning. The beef and poultry producer reported earnings that fell below Wall Street forecasts. Beef demand was strong, but the chicken and pork businesses saw slight declines. And Bullet Train, an action comedy starring Brad Pitt, topped the weekend box office with $30 million in domestic ticket sales. It was the third weekend in a row that saw a new number one movie. Peter Schachnow, CNBC.
Hey, Jim! Thanks for coming.
Are you kidding? I never miss one of your dinner parties. How's the new job?
Somehow we're doing great. And I stopped working weekends, thanks to how smooth everything runs on NetSuite by Oracle.
Fantastic. We're still using QuickBooks.
Why haven't you upgraded to NetSuite?
We're making QuickBooks work, sort of.
Shh, watch your language. The kids are right there.
Sorry, Amy. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more. NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. And 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control since upgrading from QuickBooks to NetSuite.
Yeah, sounds like it's time for me to switch to NetSuite.
Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And for a limited time, NetSuite has extended their one-of-a-kind financing program offer to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/advantage. Head to netsuite.com/advantage for this extended special financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/advantage.
This is Ashley Darley, Community Relations Director with the Views of Burlington. Is your dad trying to do the yard work at the risk of injuring himself, or is mom struggling to cook? If you or a loved one want to maintain independence while having the security of knowing you can have 24-hour assistance, give us a call at 319-201-8401 to set up a tour and learn more about our specials. Ridgeview Assisted Living allows you to focus on nurturing your relationship with your family rather than being their caregiver. Like us on Facebook or visit us at viewsofburlington.com.
Mortgages, remodeling projects, car loans, personal loans, I do it all. I'm Kristen with Danville State Savings Bank. Whether you want a better home, more reliable transportation, or even just to have more fun with a boat, a motorcycle, or a vacation, at Danville State Savings Bank, along with your good credit, I can make it happen. Come see me in New London. At Danville State Savings Bank, we are ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
That sound? That's flowers putting up a fight. Thousands of them at the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's, raising funds and awareness for a breakthrough in the fight against Alzheimer's and all other dementia. Join us at alz.org/walk.
Join the Walk to End Alzheimer's Saturday, October 8th at Westland Mall. Sign up. volunteer, or make a donation at alz.org/walk.
Everything you need to know and more on AM and FM. All your favorite programs and personalities with a cleaner, clearer signal and a larger nighttime coverage area. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And welcome back to the talk show today. It's an open phone day today. It was nice having, we had Nick McGregor in talking about the street program, talking about...
Oh, we're going to get into this, are we?
We did talk about a little bit about the riverfront. We talked about Main Street.
Okay, because just from what I've seen online, there's a lot of people who are very upset about all the construction projects going on.
A lot of it is, and yes, if I had a business on Jefferson Street, I probably would be, a little bit... And yes, he's... Hey, look, the pandemic took... really beat the heck out of business people or stores and businesses 2 years ago.
Especially small businesses.
What do we have all up and down Jefferson? Small businesses.
Just that.
Now, construction, make anything that makes it difficult for people to get to your place is not... No, it's never... Not really a
recipe for success, is it?
It's just frustrating because you don't know, small businesses have to be able to keep, small businesses need cash flow and they need a continual flow of cash to be able to make it.
If I could play devil's advocate for a little bit on behalf of the guys doing the construction, one, they're just doing their job, and two, they're going as fast as they can.
Well, and they can't, and if BNS...
But you also really have to take into account that construction like this is not a job you want to rush.
No, I know. It's one of those, and Harrison is...
A little bit of patience is all I'm saying.
And Harrison has been taking longer because of the sewer work that they've been trying to combine in there, and the fact is
these projects
slower.
Take time.
Also, they are hopefully getting some of the lighting. There's still traffic lights are waiting to get in. There's lighting. There's lighting for downtown street lighting that they're still waiting to get in. All of these supply chain issues that are still dogging things.
But those are things you can do post street construction for the most part.
And they did hire. They did.
So I think they're trying to get the biggest thing they can get done first.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, now the other question is, midterm elections are coming up. So
that they are.
So who is going to be doing? Well, let's go to the phones and find out what somebody's got on their mind. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Morning,
hey,
I need to have you identify something for me. It's this clear liquid that's falling from the sky that we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah,
that would be rain, sir.
Yeah, that is
really.
It is. It really is rain. Yes.
Okay.
It's been sort of a strange summer.
We've actually had
fairly timely rains. They've been kind of spread out, but we've had fairly timely rains, sort of sporadically, if you know what I mean. Were you out on Saturday, by the way? Would you do any walking outside on Saturday?
I actually went to a granddaughter's soccer game up in Iowa.
Oh boy,
in Ames. It was brutal. It was hot.
You know what? It was the hottest heat index that we've had so far this year. 111 degrees was what the heat index was here. It got warmer last night and more humid last night than it was any of the time the day before. It felt...
Wow.
I think the heat index was up to 96 degrees last night at 9 o'clock. And it was...
Well, that doesn't surprise me, but I guess they call it global warming.
Global warming is something that is also somewhat... I don't know whether it's there. I think right now we're kind of using global warming to say that's our big pot that we throw everything. Oh, well, why did this lightning happen? Why did the lightning happen to kill those people? Well, it's because of global warming.
it's kind of like an oxymoron statement. And I remember studying this in school that the last ice age ended about 10,000 years ago. So what caused all the ice to melt? The Eskimos are saying, it must be global warming.
Well,
my one question I wanted to ask you is, my lifetime, I've watched Jefferson Street being torn up and rebuilt five different times now. And it seems like they get a good system going, and all of a sudden, oh, we got to change it again. It's not good enough. Well, now they're taking out half the parking places. You know, they're making angle parking side. They're making, you know, parallel parking on the other. And I think the businesses would just wish they'd stop spending money, but they've got to spend it because it came from the government, and they're going to use it on certain specific items.
They are doing one of the things that there are some good things that come out of this. One of the good things that's coming out is that the sidewalks, redoing all the sidewalks and widening those sidewalks so that these...
Yeah, I agree. That's something that needs to be done.
So these restaurants and bars and restaurants...
Outdoor seating.
...can have outdoor seating. To me, that's a pretty good thing. Now...
Well, here's the thing, though. Is those sidewalks, do they actually belong to the restaurants, or that's something that belongs to the city?
That belongs to the
city. Do they have to get permits to have, you know, tables out there?
No, they do, as far as I know, that belongs to the city.
I think if they needed permits, they would make that permit process very simple.
Yeah, and the city, it's in the city's interest to get people to go downtown. It's in the city's interest to generate sales tax. It's in the city's interest to, and it's in the city's, and the more people that they attract in businesses that they attract, the more money that the city generates. So I think that's really what it is. I think it's like your sidewalk in front of your. I was talking about the fact last summer I was trying to get somebody to repair a sidewalk, and I couldn't find anyone.
Yeah, and you were complaining about that to me for weeks.
No, I did. I said.
And eventually you just said, you know, screw it, I'm going to do it myself.
You needed to have, nobody would
and you
touch
did.
It. Nobody would touch it unless you ordered so many yards of concrete.
And so you went and got some quickcrete and did it yourself.
I got 80 pounds. I got 80 pounds of concrete repair mix.
Well, I've got another problem.
No,
go ahead.
Come up and took a tree out, and it keeps falling. In other words, as the tree rots away, the sidewalk keeps dropping. And now there's a foot difference between my neighbor's sidewalk and mine.
Oh, wow.
But yet the city said, oh, it's not a responsibility. You have to take care of it.
That's exactly how
they...
Yeah.
I didn't, you know.
I know. That's the problem with it is that sidewalk, yes, the sidewalk that is in front of your house, yes, it may be your property on the other side of it, and it may be your property in front of it, but it doesn't. But the sidewalk is a city sidewalk. You follow me?
Yeah, but yet... get the city to do something about it.
And the city...
I know they made this ruling that says, oh, if they've damaged your sidewalk, the city will come in and help it. Don't hold your breath on that, because it isn't going to happen.
I guarantee you. Well, and no, it's that paradox, because what you have is it's your property, but the sidewalk is the city's. And anything that's done to that sidewalk or anything... if somebody's walking down that sidewalk and they trip and fall because of it's broken up or whatever, who gets sued? Not the city.
Not the city.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
in our lifetime they'll finally get Jefferson Street done to where they like it.
Well,
I've gone through living with the gazebos, living without the gazebos, living with Jefferson Street codes on both ends.
Steamboat.
They've got all these other streets to worry about, but they're concerned about Jefferson Street.
Well, I'll tell you, in the years I've been here, Steamboat Walk was the best. Getting rid of Steamboat Walk was the best thing in the entire world, because all of a sudden it was supposed to be this nice, it's going to be a nice pedestrian area. No, it's all it does is block. When you block Jefferson, You also block traffic, and people say, to heck with it, I'll go to the box store, out to the mall. Well, that's when the mall was thriving. Now by having it be open, look at all the businesses that are the new businesses that have come to downtown.
Which is great if you can get to them.
Well, as long as you can. But no, there's I give Fred. Because what happens is, I'm seeing it's now, I see it a lot, and we talk about it, my daughter in Chicago, but it's like, you know, restaurants all clustered together, or bars all clustered together. I mean, yeah, its idea is that you want to have, you want to be able to have choices right there. And that's, so, and the outdoor seating, Now, I'm not going to, outdoor seating doesn't do you any good in December, does it?
Okay.
All right,
well,
Jack.
Go with this question. Maybe somebody can answer this. Why would anybody want to golf in Saudi Arabia in one giant sand trap?
Well, I don't think, actually, you know what? They don't really care. All they care about is if they get paid.
That, yeah.
Jack, okay, well, I'll let you go. Maybe
thanks, Jack.
Thank
all right, all right, all right, Jack.
Yeah, and just the
payback. And that's really the bottom line, isn't it?
I just really want to piggyback on something. Yeah, it's hard to get to these businesses. I get it. Construction is very, very difficult. For example, they were doing resurfacing on my street a few weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
Or
yeah.
A couple weeks ago, and for a certain amount of time out of the day, my entire street was blocked. I couldn't get to my house. So I get it, but...
Where did you end up parking?
I didn't. I just went out and ran errands until they left.
Oh, okay. So you had but it only took one day to do it. But
it took a week.
Took a week. Well, you still had to park the car,
yeah.
Right?
Just had to wait till they were done for the day.
Oh, when they were done for the day, you could go in and park.
Yeah,
there. Okay.
You wondered why I was so tired
week. Okay, no, I thought it was... I thought they blocked it off for the whole week, and you couldn't...
I couldn't get to my house because of construction, so I get that frustration, but it will be done eventually.
Yeah, I think you...
Patience is all I'm preaching here.
Well, we were also talking about the fact that you were trying to get them to... They'd always put their trash... The what? The trash people?
That's completely trivial, and it's really just me griping about something that doesn't matter.
All right. All right.
Just because they don't put the trash can back where I want them to, it's not as big a deal as I make it.
Anyway, all right. We're going to take another break. Our phone lines are open, 319-754-1490. You got something on your mind? We'd love to hear about it.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Is there a doctor here?
Listen.
If you want to be successful in football, you got to live with them. Like Tom Brady's been doing it 23 years. But the ability to continue to evolve, learn new things, but also convey it to all the new pieces. He's at camp. And what have we learned about today, which is Kyler Murray hadn't been all in.
The Doug Gottlieb Show.
Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Fox Sports 104.5 and 1360.
Do you need cataract surgery, but don't want to use all the eye drops that are required afterward? Are you delaying the procedure when you know you could be seeing better immediately? There may be a solution for you. The doctors at Eye Specialists Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center are performing dropless cataract surgery, which may eliminate the need for eye drops after surgery. Call the clinic today to see if you are a candidate for dropless cataract surgery. Visit greatriverhealth.org.
Hey, Jim! Thanks for coming!
Are you kidding? I never miss one of your dinner parties. How's the new job?
Somehow we're doing great, and I stopped working weekends. Thanks to how smooth everything runs on NetSuite by Oracle.
Fantastic. We're still using QuickBooks.
Why haven't you upgraded to NetSuite?
We're making QuickBooks work, sort of.
Shh, watch your language. The kids are right there.
Sorry, Amy. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more. NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. And 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control since upgrading from QuickBooks to NetSuite.
Yeah, sounds like it's time for me to switch to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And for a limited time, NetSuite has extended their one-of-a-kind financing program offer to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/advantage. That's netsuite.com/advantage for this extended special financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/advantage.
69 years of being hot and buttered. The West Point Sweet Corn Festival, August 10th through August 14th. The festival kicks off Wednesday with everyone's favorite event, Shuckfest, and continues with events throughout the weekend, including a carnival, arts and crafts, the popular cornhole tournament Saturday, barbecue pork dinner Thursday, and barbecue chicken dinner Friday through Saturday. Oh, and free sweet corn every day. Entertainment with whiskey friends on Friday and Barefoot Becky on Saturday. Check out everything online at westpointsweetcornfestival.com.
The Chad Benson Show.
And that's what these people do. They scream. They yell. They throw fits. They are
so loud, and they say some things that are so absurd. And a lot of it's based on the fact that they're trying to get people's attention. That's what they're trying to do. And that's not good for us. And we've got to not give them the attention.
The Chad Benson Show. Chad Benson, weeknights from 8 to 11 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Welcome back on the talk show today. We're sort of a soup to nuts day that we've gone across here. And the number one thing, Donald Trump is still number one in terms of the Republican Party and still leading the pack nationwide in terms of, and he got the endorsement. Well, of course, he's going to be, who else is CPAC going to be endorsing, right? Conservative political action.
I know what CPAC is. I was waiting for the answer because I thought that was a rhetorical question.
Of course they're going to go for Donald Trump. I think the only thing that's going to keep him from becoming president or from becoming the candidate, and if he is a candidate, he'll be president. The only thing that's going to keep it is the January 6th committee, and I don't know if that's got even the clause or the steam to be able to do that. I mean, do you agree or not?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really wish I knew.
I know. I don't either.
I've learned anything from all this is like, you can't predict anything.
Well, and you can't rule anything in or out, right?
Correct.
And Joe Biden, lowest approval rating, he's down to 29% right now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's bad.
Now, he scores higher than that on certain. I think he scores 31% in some polls, and he does better for specific questions. But yeah, it's not a good situation. Democrats are not in a good position in terms of potential presidential candidates.
Nope.
So I don't know what the heck's going on. Anyway, Jefferson Street will get finished. Somehow Burlington Northern will go ahead and get that then there. Harrison Street will get completed. The Tiger Grant will be finished.
Patience.
Yes. I don't have any desire for a splash. You know, why do we have a splash pad in that project?
I wish I could tell you.
I mean, does it do anything to attract to you or anybody you know to go to come downtown, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it does. I don't know. I suppose that's all a matter of relativity, isn't it? It is. All right. It's a Monday. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have Rhonda Reif, and I'm also going to be doing an excerpt from the cop show this past Thursday. One of the things we're talking about, the war on police. So I'm going to play an excerpt from that as well. And some more that'll be happening tomorrow. Wednesday, city council members will be joining me, I'm hoping.
Probably talk a little bit more about Jefferson Street.
I'm guessing we will talk a little bit about Jefferson. We'll also talk about what else also on the agenda. And anyway, thank you for listening today. Thanks, Jack. We'll figure that question out, too. I don't know if...